The Darren Strublow Comedy Show Minicast. Coming up on the Darren Strublow Comedy Show, Marty Simpson gets tripped up by technology.
Autocorrect on my iPhone will change the word previous and precious because it's only one letter different. So on my 19th wedding anniversary, I accidentally tweeted, I've loved spending the last 19 years with my previous wife.
Jeffrey Jenna rejects modern technology.
When I was your age, we didn't have these ATM machines everywhere. Back then, you ran out of money, you went home, you idiot.
Plus, Tim Hawkins sings a classic story of tragic haircuts.
Hey there, Delilah, this is your ex-boyfriend, Samson, and I know you thought that lifting weights made me so buff and handsome. You were wrong. It's 'cause I let my hair grow long that makes me strong. Hey there, Delilah, you came in while I was sleeping, and I couldn't feel you cutting, and I didn't hear you creeping out the door. You left my hair piled on the floor while I just snore.
He's two parts comedian, one part wise man, and 10 parts dweeb.
Look, ninja stickers.
Phew, that was so 5 minutes ago.
It's Darren Strublow on the Darren Strublow Comedy Show.
Love them ninja stickers. Hey, it's Darren Strublow. Welcome back to the show. Got a great program coming up for you today. And with me, my good comedy buddies, Leland Clausen and Riley Armstrong. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
I just got to do a club week with Jeff Allen in Cleveland at Hilarities.
Awesome.
I love opening for Jeff.
Yeah.
I kind of study him.
Funny man.
Leland is filling in for David Pendleton out this week. He is having his house done in AstroTurf. He's tired of the hardwood flooring, so gone
wow,
this week.
They have better turf than AstroTurf. Does he know that?
No, he doesn't know. Turf, he just does stuff. He just like, I'm taking a week off, redoing the house. You should talk to him because I can't get a word in edgewise with him. But
there's a lot better artificial turf than AstroTurf, just so you know.
All right. Speaking of artificial, what a terrible transition. From the UK.
I was excited about that.
This is from the UK Mail Online. Cars could soon monitor our emotions. A device that reads facial expressions to prevent road rage. Car manufacturers are always looking for ways to make driving safe. And in the future, dashboard emotion detectors could search for signs of irritation in a bid to identify the first signs of road rage.
Unbelievable.
Or as it's commonly known, the Leland detector.
That's right. I've driven with you.
That's right. Yep.
The prototype of the device is able to read a driver's facial expression using a tiny embedded camera. I wonder if being stared at would push some people over the edge. Would that?
That's true. Well, what about this? Because I'm filling in for David Pendleton, let me give you a ventriloquist point of view. He could road rage all he wants, right? He could I hate this guy. And they'd be like, oh, he seems happy. He's smiling.
Settle down, McElroy. Settle down. I won't settle down. It was difficult to develop a system that wasn't a distraction for the driver. I heard they tried a computer-animated wife that kept nagging you to settle down over and over again. But there was a high percentage of aneurysms and a couple of attempted suicides. So the team is also working on a fatigue detector that measures the percentage of eyelid closure, which could one day be used to develop a safety system to stop people from falling asleep at the wheel.
Hmm.
I thought that's what the horn was for. You know, if your head hits the horn,
it's
time to wake up. But
have they thought about integrating that into church? Because that could be pretty incredible for the back of the pew, you know? And,
you know what? That would come in handy at our church because there's a lot of road rage there as well.
Road rage in the church.
I'm not a Calvinist.
It's a new problem. Road rage in the church. Anyway, this article didn't really have any information about what a computer does if it does see you angry. But we here at the Darren Strublow Comedy Show have a pretty good idea of what that would look like. Take a listen.
Late for work again. No. Too angry.
You can't do this to me now.
No.
Start. I command you.
No. No.
Okay. Okay. Nice, computer. See, I'm not angry. I'm smiling. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm so happy. My smile is hurting my face. Happy? Happy?
Liar.
That's it. Let's see. Happy? Happy?
What are you doing?
Tear out your wiring. Hotwire magic.
Hotwiring is not permitted. Warning. Warning. Warning.
I am master of my own
comply.
Destiny.
Comply.
Down with technology.
Comply.
Down with technology.
Dispensing happy gas.
Happy gas? Hi, it's me. No, I'm not coming to work, silly. I'm too angry.
The Darren Streblow Comedy Show.
Have you checked us out on Facebook? Have you checked us out on Twitter? We are there. And you can find our links at DarrenStreblowComedyShow.com. And Corey, who do we got here? We got anybody? Oh, Donna East. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Darren, how you doing?
Hey, good to hear from you. What's going on? Oh. East Coast girl, living the life.
Well, yes, it's very exciting here in Manhattan. You know, much different than Minnesota, I'm sure.
You know, we have like two places to eat out at. I think you have what several million places you can check out with fantastic, glorious food. That must be awesome.
And it's restaurant week. So that's really fun. Well, we can go to all these fancy places for like $30.
Oh,
you know,
man. That sounds great.
I know, it's a lot of fun. But I have to tell you, I haven't been eating out that much because I've had a great week.
Uh-huh.
Because I started a diet this week, and I'm doing really well.
Congratulations on the diet. That's fantastic. How's it going?
Thank you. Great, great. I've only gained 3 pounds. And it's just amazing. You know, somebody told me, it's not your fault, you're fat. And I said, oh, great. This is good news, right? Whose fault is it? I'd like to know, really.
Yeah.
It's making me fat. And they said, well, actually, the whole weight issue is in your genes. So I went ahead and I gave all mine to the Salvation Army right away. I was like, you know what? I don't need to keep any jeans. I can wear polyester pants. What do I need jeans for? You know, and they're stretchy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you eliminated the problem. That should be it. You should see a turnaround there pretty quick. That's fantastic. So.
Well, I have to tell you why I went on the diet.
Yeah, tell me why.
Hard, and this is... happened years ago, still happening, happened before kids, happened after kids, happened like yesterday.
Yeah.
That some guy asked me if I was pregnant.
Horrible.
I know, it's mortifying. It really is, because, you know, I don't want them to feel uncomfortable, and I see it in their face, because I'm always honest.
Yeah.
You know, I think a couple of times I've been like, yeah, I'm almost due, and, you know, then, you know, kind of relieve them of their situation. But, you know, sometimes I don't feel like being that nice. And I'm like, you know what? I mean, the truth is, you know, you should never, ever, ever ask a woman if she's pregnant.
No, I've learned this.
Ever.
Yes.
I mean, unless you're sure. I mean, you have to be really sure, Darren. Like, I mean, so sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked a woman if she's pregnant?
I have. It's, yeah.
It's brutal, right?
It never goes well. It never does. I don't know why.
So you stopped, right?
I stopped. Sometimes I just stand there with my hands extended toward their abdomen with a quizzical look on my face. And even that, you can't recover from. But I'll stop right there, just stuck. Yes, I am. Oh, good. You know,
I want to help you in this area because I really want you to be a better man.
No, I want to be a better man too, Donna. So, yeah, please tell me.
Well, you know, you never ask a woman. This is how you have to be so sure. I mean, maybe they can't fit through a set of double doors. You know, it looks like the Goodyear blimp is taped up underneath their shirt. You are so sure, Darren Strablo, before you would ever ask a woman if she's pregnant, that maybe you might even see that baby crowning. At that point, you can ask a woman if she's pregnant.
With emergency personnel around her.
Right, on the side of the road,
Something like that. And then maybe. Ask.
And not even, I'm not even sure at that point that that's appropriate. It's not completely appropriate, because here's the truth. I've got to be honest with you. I feel so comfortable with you. I've known you for 15
years. Yes, many years.
I feel like this, this is hard to say. It's really hard, but I feel like I see more pregnant-looking men around town than I do women.
Yes.
And I mean, this is true. The last time I saw you, you weren't much more than 3 months. I know that, but
yeah, right.
I've seen worse.
A little bun in the oven here.
I know. But, it's hard. I know it's hard for people. The truth is, I went to church last week, and this woman, she said, did you lose a little weight, And I mean, but I decided that for once in my life, just once, I would love it if someone would come up to me and go, Donna, you look great. Have you gained weight? I mean, your cheeks are all plump and rosy. Your wrinkles are all poofed out. Just looking at you, I'm thinking about going up a dress size or two myself. Donna, you're an inspiration to all those who want to be fat. Something like that.
That's beautiful.
Would be encouraging. That's all I want.
Well, Donna.
Yes, sir.
You look great. Have you gained weight? Is it too early? Nah, it doesn't sound sincere now, does it?
You've made my day. I don't know. I think I'm going to go have a pickle or a piece of cake.
Do that in my honor, will you? Do that. Donna East, check her out on our website, DarrenStrebloComedyShow.com.
You're laughing to the Darren Strebloh Comedy Show.
My friends, it's Darren Strebloh. I want you to stop what you're doing right now and listen. Benjamin Franklin said, some people die at 25 and aren't buried until 75, which is really not cool. You're inactive, you're no fun at parties, and you probably stink. But I have good news for you. Ken Davis's new DVD will make you laugh and make you fully alive. Fully Alive is Ken's magnum opus, his important discovery after a lifetime of performing, his funniest and most important DVD he has created. Fully Alive is directed by the Irwin Brothers, the filmmakers behind October Baby and Mom's Night Out. Retread your life. Restart your life. Do a hard reset. I'm out of metaphors, but live fully alive. This new DVD by Ken Davis should be in every home to enjoy. So I want you to go to your Christian bookstore right now and pick up the DVD while it's still available, or go to our friends at crownentertainment.us to order Fully Alive now. That's crownentertainment.us. Welcome back. It's the Darren Strebloh Comedy Show. I sure have a lot of great comedy friends. One of them on the phone with me, Marty Simpson. How you doing, man?
Hey, Darren. What's going on? I love how you bounced that right before with Marty Simpson. That's like a well-trained radio pronunciation of that. But anytime I'm ever saying Marty, it's always like M-A-R-D-I or M-A-R-D-Y, because it's just like Marty is how you say it. But radio guys are always like Marty Simpson.
Marty Simpson. It feels good to use proper diction. It makes me feel better than other people.
Yeah, and I sense that. I sense that as one of your goals in life, to feel that way.
So you've got a new project coming out. That's why you're on today.
Yeah.
We're featuring your brand new DVD. Tell us what the title is.
It's going to be Clean If It Kills Me. Marty Simpson's Clean If It Kills Me.
Yeah. Does that mean it's hard for you to be clean? I don't think it is.
Well, it's not hard for me to be clean, but I do feel like there's always that funny voice that comes in your head about the third or fourth joke that you write about a subject that is something that you can't say
right.
to anyone else in life because of, whatever you have in your life that's keeping you from saying those things. And for me, it's my, my faith and my convictions. But I feel like I'm never going to be a dirty comic because my life isn't dirty and all I do is talk about my life. So
sure.
I like the idea of the struggle. I want to imply the struggle, but it's sort of a wink at the audience. It's like, it's not actually that difficult for me to stay clean, but I do feel like there's a struggle.
You didn't always do comedy, Marty. You used to be Coach Mardi, is that correct?
Funny how hard it is for you to say the D. But, I didn't always do comedy, but I did always do comedy. I just didn't do it on stage with a microphone. I was a school teacher and a football coach for about 10 years, and I tease now, that was about 10 years worth of shows, 180 shows a year, really 900 shows a year, because I had five classes, 180 school days, that's 900 shows a year. And that started about the third year into teaching when I stopped doing lesson plans.
Yeah.
So I had to distract my middle schoolers. I had to distract the middle schoolers and high schoolers away from the fact that I was only about 15 minutes ahead of them on the lesson I might have read right before they were coming to class. And whenever I do teacher events for the Teacher's Lounge comedy tour or whatever, when I do teacher's events, I always make them raise their hand. Who here has stopped doing lesson plans? And then, half of them raise their hand. And I'm like, awesome. You guys are about 18 months away from being a stand-up comic. Good for you.
And yet, I'll bet the students had great memories of you being their teacher, probably for the laughs, I would think.
Well, yeah, the ones that I stay in touch with now, of course, are the kids who love me and that I became close with and now are 30-year-old men with kids and families and stuff. But,
right.
Of course, the people who hated me, I don't stay in touch with, so I don't know what they thought of me.
So the DVD, Clean If It Kills Me, I'm very excited about this because I'm in it. I'm part of the opening sequence, which...
That was... That turned out way better than I thought it was going to, Darren.
Thanks a lot, Mardi.
Not because of
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot.
Not because of you, no matter how that sounded. When I had the idea, when we edited the DVD, what happened was I sort of didn't like my opening live during the taping because I had never done some of the jokes that introduced me as a school teacher and a coach that normally just comes out in my act, but I felt like for the DVD, for people who had never seen me, they needed to know that I used to coach and teach. And so it sort of, when I made the finished edited version, it sort of cried out to me, gosh, this somebody's watching this that doesn't know you doesn't know that you were a football player and a coach this first 5 minutes watching
right.
it. So we need something at the beginning to make sure that it's there. And when I told you my idea was, my threshold for the idea was that as long as it's lame, it would be good enough. Because every opening to any comedy DVD is just really lame.
They are really lame consistently. Maybe because they don't want to take away from the stand-up. But I don't know. I saw what you did. I saw the final product. It's not lame. It's funny. And it works.
Well, I was proud of it. I really was. I'm not going to lie. And I was proud of the production value that we went for. I mean, we purposely went for, I wanted to have a lowbrow, I felt like it worked.
And nobody does lowbrow better than Darren Streblo. Thank you, Mardi.
So I was pleased with it. I was really pleased with it.
It's great. And it's a great way to start the project, and that's coming out this summer, right?
That's right. Right now, we have a tentative release date of July 4th, and the reason I say that is because my publicist and PR people haven't confirmed that Shonda Pierce, Tim Hawkins, or Taylor Mason, or Jeff Allen don't have one coming out July 4th, because that's what I was told in the meeting, that if any big-name guys have a July 4th release date, we'll have to move it a week or two on either side of that. But the
Right, sure.
And if Shonda's people are listening, I'd be happy to open for her on 50 to 100 dates next
All of
year.
Us would be happy to open for Shonda. She's doing fantastic. Yeah.
I will change the name of my DVD to Opening for Shonda If It Kills Me.
Well, check out Mardi's DVD. It's coming out this summer, and we're going to hear some highlights today.
Oh, that's
A little fun. Sneak peek of what you'll be getting this summer. From Clean If It Kills Me. Mardi, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for being a good buddy.
I appreciate it, Darren. And right now, you're the only person playing my clips, so feel like anybody listening has exclusive rights to listening to these clips right now.
I feel privileged, and I know our listeners will too. So check out Mardi Simpson's website. We're linked to it at our website, DarrenStreblocomedyShow.com.
Welcome to our little world of a lot of laughs.
A lot of laughs.
The Darren Streblo Comedy Show.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Darren Streblo Comedy Show minicast. Selected portions from the Darren Streblo Comedy Show. If you want to hear more of the show, check out our website at DarrenStreblocomedyShow.com. DarrenStreblocomedyShow.com. Plus, if you'd like to hear more entertaining and encouraging podcasts and videos, check out our podcast partners at the E Squared Media Network at E2MediaNetwork.com.